Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanks for coming out on this rainy morning. We're going to start in a little different place than I planned this morning. So the first song, the words are not on the bulletin. But if you need the words for the rest of the songs, they are on the bulletin and they are on the counter. This morning when I woke up, I was just thinking about how worship changes atmospheres, how God gave us worship not only as a way just to give Him glory, but as a tool to shift the way we think and even the circumstances around us. So I was reminded of a story that many of you know about Paul and Silas. It's found in Acts chapter 16. And verse 6 says, one day as we were going down to the place of prayer, one day while they were going down at their regular time to their regular place of prayer, just one day. And what happened in the story was there was a slave girl that was following them. You guys know this story. She followed Paul and the rest of them shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they've come to tell you how to be saved." And then the Bible says something really interesting. It says in verse 18, that went on day after day. Day after day, as they regularly went down to their place of prayer at their regular time. And in verse 18, the New Living Translation says, Paul got so exasperated. And that word means annoyed and frustrated, that he turned and said to the demon and the girl, "I command you in the name of Christ to come out of her." And instantly it left her. And I just want to encourage you. I know many of you are weathering storms in this hour, in this season. And I think it's okay to be frustrated when there's an annoyance that's constantly, persistently trying to distract you from what God is doing. But I want to point out that as he was frustrated, the Lord still moved and set the girl free. And then it goes on to say that the people were angry with them for what God had done through them. You guys know the story. And it says a mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. The King James Version says that they were afflicted with many blows. And I felt like this morning, some people feel like they've been afflicted with many blows for what God has done in and through them. And I think it's really interesting that so many other places in the Bible, when somebody is whipped or beaten, we get a count. And I feel like in this moment, they weren't counting. They were just doing it. And so when it says beaten with many blows, it's the kind of thing that you can't keep track of. It just keeps coming. And then it says they were put in prison and their feet were clamped in the stocks. And you guys know what happens next. Verse 25 says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns, and the other prisoners were listening to them. And in this moment, after they were beaten with many blows, and they were finally left alone and bound in stocks in a dark prison, they chose to shift the atmosphere of that place with their songs of praise. They chose to say how good God is, even though their circumstances said something else. I like to think they were worshiping because they saw that girl set free, and they were actually grateful. So grateful for what God had done that it didn't matter the way that humans reacted. And again, you guys know this story, but it says in verse 26, suddenly there was a massive earthquake as they worshiped, as they praised, as they shifted the atmosphere, the earth even responded. And the prison was shaken to its foundations, and all the doors immediately flew open, and the chains fell off every prisoner. And I want to encourage you this morning that no matter what happened to you this week or this month or in this season or in the last years of your life, no matter what has happened, the beating that you may have faced, the things that come against you every day to distract you, that there's a suddenly when you shift your atmosphere with praise. That this morning as we lift our voices before the Most High God, that we have an expectation of a suddenly that shifts the atmosphere with praise. And I'm not going to read you the rest of the story because you know it, that many people came to know the saving power of Jesus. It goes on to say that they baptized the jailer and his whole family. And it uses a word there that means urgently. The man saw the atmosphere of the prison shift, and he needed to immediately become baptized. So we're going to sing a song that many of you know. Again, I apologize. The words aren't there. I'll walk you through it the best I can. To worship you, bow down low before you. I love to sit at your feet. I love to sing your praise. I love to sing your praise. Stand in your awesome glory. I love to look on your face. Sing that again. I love to worship you. Bow down low before you. I love to sit at your feet. I love to sing your praise. I love to sing your praise. Stand in your awesome glory. I love to look at your face. Sing it again. Shift the atmosphere. I love to worship you. Bow down low before you. I love to sit at your feet. I love to sing your praise. Stand in your awesome glory. I love to look on your face. Here I am, a human voice with simple song. Where you are. your praise. I'll sing your faithfulness. I'll sing your praise. I'll sing your faithfulness. I'll sing your praise. I'll sing your promises in every hard place. I'll sing your mercy. I'll sing your goodness. I'll sing your great love. I'll sing your saving grace. I'll sing your faithfulness. I'll sing your praise. Here I am. Human voice with simple songs. Send me, Lord. Here I am, send me anywhere you want a throne. I'll sing your praise. Begin to lift your voices before the Lord. Release your sound, release your song.
War with you.
You just go away. Sing that again. And all. And all sickness be rebuked. We don't have to walk with you. You just go away. And all sickness be rebuked. You don't have to walk with you. You just go away. Go away. We don't receive you. We don't believe you have power over us. We don't receive you. Every diagnosis reversed. Every condition coming around. So how we were created to live. We don't receive. We don't receive it. Every diagnosis at your feet. We want to know what you say. We want to hear what you say. We want to see what your word says. And Jesus heal them all. 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 By the stripes of Jesus we are healed. By the stripes of Jesus we are healed. By the stripes of Jesus we are healed. We are healed, set free and saved in Jesus' name. Healed, set free and saved in Jesus' name. So I'll sing your praise. Sing your praise. Now sing your praise. Now sing your praise. Now sing your praise. Now sing your praise. Begin to lift your voice and sing it out. Listen to the Holy Spirit. I just feel like for many of us in the room, we've accepted a situation or a label or even a diagnosis that the Lord says, that is not what I called you. That those word curses that have been spoken over you will be broken right now in the name of Jesus. We speak directly to your body, spirit, and soul, and we say, be healed and set free. Be healed and set free. Be healed and set free. Speak it over your own body. Speak it over your family. Be healed and set free. Be healed and set free. Be healed and set free. There's something else, and I feel like the Lord saying that there's trauma that he wants to break off. There's situations that he wants to undo. And the key there is extending forgiveness. So I just want to take a moment and I want to do that together. I want you guys to really think about this, to really do it. We've been forgiven so much by Jesus. And we actually forgive like Jesus forgave us. We trust the Lord with the outcome of anyone that has wronged us. We trust the Lord with their outcome. So So we extend forgiveness right now in Jesus' name to any person that's ever wronged us. We extend forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. Just with your own voice, picture whoever the Lord is showing you and say, I forgive in Jesus' name. I forgive in Jesus' name. I forgive the way Jesus forgave me. Lord, I trust you with their outcome. I trust that you're moving around them and in. I trust that you're moving, that you have a plan, and I release them from any consequences for what they did to me. I forgive them. Just one more time, extend with your own voice forgiveness. We forgive those that wronged us, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, we break off any trauma off of your people in Jesus' name. We break off any muscle memory. We break off any memories that are traumatizing in Jesus' name. We replace any labels. We remove any guilt. We ask that you would root bitterness out of us in the name of Jesus. We lay down our right to be offended or angry at your feet, and we forgive the way that you have forgiven us. And I'll see your grace. I'll see your grace. I'll see your anywhere. sing your praise. I'll sing your praise.